Baruchim and Nisa'im, ladies, we are studying Parashat Vayet Hanan. Of course, our Parasha is well known for the Aseret and the Berot, for the Ten Commandments, and also the Haftarah, which is the Haftarah of Nahamu, Nahamu Ami, which always is read after Tisha B'Av, the Shabbat after Tisha B'Av, Shabbat Nahamu. The Midrash, says that when the Jewish people received the Torah, so this was the first time that they said as a nation, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. The Midrash says, Mehechan zachu likro kriyat Shema. From which place did they merit to say the kriyat Shema? So the Midrash says, Mimatan Torah. And the Midrash says how? That when God said, Anuchi Adonai Elohecha, it's as if he said, Shema Yisrael, Anuchi Hashem Elohecha. He was saying, listen, Israel, Shema Yisrael, listen what I have to say to you, Anuchi Hashem Elohecha. So when the Jewish people heard that God said, Anuchi Hashem Elohecha, they answered, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And Moshe Rabbeinu responded, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Ba'ed. So this was a moment of Kriyat Shema, and the question is, what is the reason that at this point they accepted upon themselves the Shema Yisrael, and why is it that we're commanded every day to say the Shema in the morning, when we wake up, before we retire at night? What is this, the secret of this Kriyat Shema? The Hachamim say that there are two midot that run the world. There's midat hadin and there's midat rahamim. Midat hadin is judgment. Midat rahamim is mercy. And when midat rahamim is present, we feel it. We know that it's coming from the mercy side. That's when there's beracha, there's good health, and there's berachot, and there's happiness and joy and all good things, prosperity. But then sometimes God uses the midat hadin, that strict judgment. The weeks that we just went through, the 3 weeks, if we would put them in a category, we would say those are yemei din, those are days of judgment. Rosh Hashanah is called yemei hadin. Other times of year are called yemei rahamim. However, our tradition tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Rahamim, and He's always Rahum, and He's always merciful. And even at the time of Deen, and even at the time of judgment, there is a silver lining, there's a measure of mercy. From God does not come any evil. Although to us it might be perceived as strict, or hard, or difficult, but even the greatest dinim, if we would look deep into them, you'll find the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No different than a doctor that's doing an operation, that's cutting up a patient, although it looks very strict. There's blood, there's pain, but the doctor is doing life-saving operation, so it's really mercy. When the Jewish people received the Torah, it says God opened the heavens. And they saw what's going on in the upper worlds. And they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way He operates. This was a moment that not every generation gets to see behind the scenes. They saw it. At that point, they understood that everything is coming from God's love. Everything is coming from God's mercy. There's two names of God. One is Yudke Bavke, and one is Elohim. Yudke Bavke is Midat HaRahamim, Midat HaChesed. Elohim is Midat Adin. At that point, when they looked at the Shamayim and they saw how God operates, they said, there's no judgments here. Although there's judgments, but they saw the sweetness, they saw the mituk, they saw the mitigating factor that the judgments are always sweetened by ultimate mercy. But sometimes the mercy is on the outside, and others, it's sometimes on the inside. When it's on the outside, we see it, but when it's inside, you don't see it immediately. But they saw in Shamayim how it works. And therefore, God told Bnei Yisrael at that point, Shema Yisrael. Shema can mean listen, but more it means understand. Shema means to understand. Shema Yisrael. Anochi Adonai Elohecha. Asher otziticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit Abadim. God uses two names. I am Yudke Vavke, and I'm Elokecha. I am both. Not that sometimes I'm Yudke Vavke and sometimes I'm Elokecha. Anochi, I am one. I am always Hashem Elokecha. Even when you see me as Elokecha, I'm not Elokecha. I am Hashem Elokecha. At that point, Bnei Yisrael believed it because they saw it. So they answered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they said, Hashem Elokeinu. That what you're saying to us, Hashem and Elokeinu, the two names, we understand today, Hashem Echad. It's just one, it's Yud Kevavke. It's Havaya Echad. The Emunah of Am Yisrael at that point over there became very, very strong, very, very fortified. They knew that there's not Hashem and Elokim, like the Pasuk says, after Matan Torah. Now you know, ki Adonai hu ha'Elohim. En od melebado. God says, ata horeta. Not that you understood. Horeta means you saw. Lirot, you saw it. Ata horeta lada'at. Men ha'shamayim hishmi'aka. You saw from the shamayim what was going on. And what did you recognize? Ki Adonai hu ha'Elohim. That it's always Yudke Vavke is Elohim. But you don't see it. Emunah doesn't mean you have to always see it. You just have to believe it. You have to accept it. That even when a person goes through difficult times in history, in their lives, and everybody goes through difficult times, this is the world of Yisurim. The world is filled with affliction and filled with hardship. Although it's a very short time that we come to this world, compared to the infinity of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is Netzach, it's Hayut. So for the small amount of time that we come here, nobody has a straight path. Everybody has bumps. This is part of the Tikkun. Ani Adonai Rofecha. God says, I'm your doctor. And therefore God is always administering medicine for the patient. And although sometimes it seems bitter, but it's always Yudke Vavke. And at Matan Torah it says, Ata Horeta Lada'at. Now you saw it. Ki Adonai Hu HaElohim. En Od Melebado. There's nobody else but Him. And if you look in the book of Shemot, that's where the Ten Commandments are written the first time. You know, I'll get a chumash so you can see the pasuk. There's no video here. The pasuk right before the Ten Commandments that were written the first time. It's in Shemot Perechav, and it's in pasuk Aleph. I don't want you to lose out on any of these derashot. I could have skipped it, but it's important. This is a good one. What does it say? This is, I like the English better. I can understand what I'm reading. If you look at the pasuk right before Matan Torah, it's in Perek Chaf. Borei Olam says, "Vaydaber Elohim et kol hadevarim ha'ele lemor." Anochi Hashem Elokech. Now, if you look at this pasuk, we have a rule that any time you see the word devarim, davar is something that's kasher. Dibur, vaydaber, this is din. Dibur is strict. Whenever you see the word lemor, lemor is soft. So these two words usually don't go together. Either you're talking b'diburim or you're talking b'amira. But here the pasuk says, "Vaydaber Elohim et kol hadevarim ha'ele lemor." Make up your mind: is it devarim or is it lemor? And then what does God say? Shema Yisrael, Anochi Adonai Elohecha, Asher Hoceticha Ben Yerushalayim Mibet Avadim. God was saying, I'm going to teach you now a lesson of life. That any time you see devarim, you must know that the devarim are lemor. That the devarim are mercy. And at that point, B'nai Yisrael answered God, I accept. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. At that point, Moshe Rabbeinu responds, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto, may the name of God be blessed. Why did he answer that? Because some people can only bless God when they see good things happen. Halacha says, if a person had a baby, a child, they make a beracha. Either they make a tov ametiv, or they make shechayan, or with the brit milah. If a person has a windfall profit, or a person buys new garments, or jewelries, shechayan v'kiyemanu. A person buys a new house, he makes shechayan v'kiyemanu. We make berachot for good things. A person received a generous yirusha, an inheritance. Halakha says he makes a beracha. But halakha says also you have to make a beracha on for unfortunate things. God forbid if somebody passes away, lo alenu, there's a beracha. Baruch dayana emet. And the question is, how could you make a beracha? And the explanation is because once a person understands that even in the darkest moments, even in the devarim, there's a lemor. And even in the Elohecha, the Yudke Vavke. Atahor Eter Ladaat, Ki Adonai Hu HaElohim En Od Belebado. Hashem Echad, it's only Yudke Vavke. It just depends if the Yudke Vavke is on the inside or it's on the outside. So therefore you can make a Beracha. So Moshe Rabbeinu, after he heard the Jewish people accept this principle, he said, Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuto Le'olam Ba'ed. Now we can bless God Le'olam Ba'ed. Now there's never a moment where we won't bless God. Am Yisrael recognizes this cloud. God is blessed in the good and in the apparent good and in the non-apparent good. There was a great rabbi called Devar Hayim. He said a big hadush on the Ten Commandments. He said that all the positive commandments are coming from the first of the Ten Commandments. And all the negative commandments come from the second of the commandments. The first commandment is a positive commandment. Anochi Adonai Elohecha, Asher Hoceticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Bebet Abadim. That's a positive. He says all the 248 positive commandments come from this pasuk. And all the roots of the negatives come from the second commandment. Lo Yehiyeh Lecha Elohim Acharim Al Panayim. The don'ts stem from the second commandment. And he says from the Zohar HaKadosh, that all the positive commandments in the Torah, they arouse mercy. And all the negative commandments in the Torah, Chas v'Shalom, when they're transgressed, they arouse judgments. The mitzvot aseh are chasadim, and the lot aseh are dinim. So he said a big hiddush. He said, but don't think that the chesed is without geburah, and the geburah is without chesed. Always the two midot are together. So he brought an unbelievable remez to this. He said, if you look at Anochi Hashem Elohecha Asher Hoceticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, if you take the first letters of each one of these words, Anochi is one, Aleph is one, Yud is 10, Hashem, that's 11, Elohecha, that's another one, that's 12, Asher, that's another one, that's what, 13, Hoceticha Zeher, so that's 18. Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Me'eretz Mitzrayim is another mem, which is 80. 80 and 18 is 98. Mi bet, that's another 40. So what's that? 138. Abadim is a ayin. 138 plus 70, 208. The Rashi Tevot of the first commandment, Anuchi Adonai Elohecha Asher Otzatika Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibet Abadim. The numeric of the first letters equals 208. Now I know the number 208 doesn't mean anything to you, but it means a lot, this number, because we have the Avot Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Which one of the Avot represented Din? Yitzhak. Yitzhak is Din, judgment, strict. And what's the numerical value of Yitzhak? Yud is 10 and Sadi is 90. That's 100. Chet is 8, that's 108. And Kof is 100, it's 208. He says that Rashi Tevot of the first commandment, which is the positive commandment, which is mercy, is Gematria Yitzhak, because the mercy and the judgments are connected. And then he says, and the second Pasuk, Lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panayim. So he says, take the word Lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim. There should not be any other gods. The Lo is a lamed, that's 30. Yud is 10, that's 40. Lamed again, that's 70. Elohim acherim aleph is 72. So the rabbi says, what's the number 72? 72 is chesed. Chesed is mercy, but this is the pasuk of Lohiyeh. This is the pasuk of Deen. And the Devar HaChaim said to show you that in the Deen there's chesed, and in the chesed there's Deen. They're both always intertwined, that nobody should ever think for a second that when the Deenim are coming down, they're void of any hasadim. It's impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tovu Metiv. Just sometimes you feel it, and others you don't. Sometimes the medicine is a sweet medicine, sometimes the medicine is a bitter medicine, but it's always healing. And therefore the tzaddikim, they always see the good in everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for them. And in the areas of Deen, there's Chesed. And in Chesed, it's all always combined. So the Mefarshim go on to say that this is hinted in the words of our Haftarah. Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami, Yomar Elohechem. Somebody I saw last night at a wedding, one of the rabbis, Wallerstein, they call him. He's a big rabbi. I know you ladies like him, so I mentioned his name. He asked me, he said, what does it mean, Nahamu, Nahamu? What's the Nahamu? What's the consolation? Nothing changed. But just because it's the Shabbat, after the Shabbat, everything goes away. We still don't have a Beit HaMikdash. We're still in Galut. We're still in exile. Anti-Semitism, all the problems. It's not like once Shabbat Nahamu comes, everything disappears. Nothing changed whatsoever. We're still in the same mess that we were in Shabbat Hazon. And then Shabbat Nahamu. And comes Shabbat Nahamu, oh, Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami. Oh, okay, everything goes away. It doesn't make sense. It's a good question. It's how do you answer it? So I'm going to answer what I answered, but I'll tell you what he answered from Rav Shimshon Pinkus. He said that our greatest consolation is Nahamu, Nahamu. You know what the consolation is? Ami, that you're still my nation. That means after all that, and after all the avonot, and after all you did, and I have to destroy the Beit HaMikdash, and you caused it, and you did everything, Borei Olam says, Ami, you're still my nation. So that's the greatest consolation. We would have expected, God forbid, God to divorce us by now, and God to say, I'm getting a new nation. Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami. The word Ami is the consolation. That's a beautiful interpretation. I don't come to say a better interpretation, but I say interpretation based on what we're learning here today. The times of Nahamu is the times of mercy. But I told you that always in the times of the mercy, mercy and judgment are always working together. It's always a combination. Never one is alone. So if you take the word Nahamu, Nun is 50 and Het is 8. That's easy, that's 58. And Mem is 40, so that's 98. And Vav is what? 6. So 98 and 6, 104. Beautiful. That's exactly the number that I wanted. The Pasuk says, Nahamu, Nahamu. Ah, 208. 208, Nahamu, Nahamu is Gematria Yitzchak. That they're saying, even in the Nahamu, there's Yitzchak, there's Deen, and in the Deen, it's always combined. That's why the Prophet said it twice, Nahamu, Nahamu. And that's why the end of the Pasuk says, Yomar Elohechem. Yomar is mercy, Elohechem is judgment. That's the Nechama. Yomar Elohechem. That even at the time of Elohechem, Yomar. It's Amira, it's Lashon Raka. So this indeed is a great consolation. And this is what we learned at the time of Matan Torah. At the time of Matan Torah, when we saw the workings, the going ons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim. So at that point we said, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Yehad. And that's why we're commanded to say it every morning and every night, to drill the emunah into our mindsets. But today I came to tell you another Hiddush. It's a little deep what I'm going to tell you now. You'll understand it according to the way you understand it. And in future years we'll go back to it and we'll learn it again and we'll understand it even clearer. Part of Emunah is not only to believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, but that there's no other force besides a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even though God is concealed through the laws of nature, it's very easy to confuse that God is not running the sunrise and the sunset, because it's so predictable. And it follows such a normal pattern, and we can tell you exactly when the sun is going to rise and when the sun is going to set. So when things happen so often in nature, we forget that somebody is managing it. We think that the nature itself has its own force, and we forget the koach of God. And then we get even more confused. Maybe not in our generation, although you have some fakers that are around today. But in the olden days, you had mechashefim. Mechashefim were witches. The witches were able to do magic, black magic. Paro was a magician. Bil'am was a magician. They say Yeshu, using forces of tum'ah, was able to suspend the laws of nature, to do things that were a little remarkable or miraculous. The Torah, of course, is against kishuf. But when somebody sees kishuf, you can think for a minute that this is away from God. This has nothing to do with God. And that, God forbid, there's another force. Part of Emunah is to recognize that there is something called black magic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that in the world. Of course, He doesn't want you to use it, but you have free will. The mother puts the candy in the closet and he tells the child, I don't want you to eat the candy until Shabbat. But the child has free will. And when the mother's not home, the child goes into the closet and eats the candy. He says, but I told you not to eat it. Don't eat it. But I have free will. You cannot stop me. So he gets punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I made black magic, but I don't want you to use it. So why'd you make it? Because I want to test you to see if you're going to use it. Because that's why I brought you to this world, to give you tests. And I want to see if you use it, I want to see if the people are going to believe it. And if the people have good emunah, they won't fall for it. I mean, you could fall for it very easily. You know, when Paro takes his stick and he throws it on the floor and it turns into a snake, somebody that's not so strong in Emunah, and then Paro tells you, I'm telling you, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Yudke Vavke. I'm using my own stuff. You could fall for that and say, well, there's a power over here. And all of a sudden you see somebody floating on the water. and you start to see people doing things that are, you know, supernatural, or somebody tells you your future, and it happens, and it happens, they say, let me see your hand, and they go, oh, this is going to happen, and you're going to go over there, and this happened to you already. You say, oh, this is a power. And they won't always be tzaddikim. Sometimes you'll see regular people, goyim, and you'll start to think, and they'll have Abu Dazara on them. Barbanan, and you start to say, hey, there must be another power over here besides Halila Bihas. Part of the imunah is to believe that there's no such thing as any other force in the world, not a government, not a military, not anything. There's no kohot, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbeinu Ari writes that there are many names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are actually 72 names of Hashem. Each one of these names has three letters. We learn these pesukim, these names, from a pesukim in Parashat Beshalach, when the Jewish people were leaving Egypt. There's three pesukim in the Torah in a row. Each pasuk has 72 letters. Here. The pasuk says, "Vayisa malach Elohim aolech lefnei machane Yisrael, vayelech machareim, vayisa amud anav peneim, vayamod machareim." 72 letters. Next pasuk, "Vayavo ben machane Mitzrayim ben machane Yisrael, vayi anan vahosh vayaret alayla v'ukram zeh zekod alayla." That's the second pasuk, 72. Third pasuk, "Vayet Moshe et yado al hayam, vayolech adonai et hayam beruach kadim alza." These three pesukim, it's in Shemot, Perek Yudalet, Pesukim Yutet, Chaf and Chaf Aleph. These are the highest pesukim. It is from these three pesukim that we receive 72 names of Hashem. And there's different ways that we get these names. Rabbeinu Ari says that one of the ways we receive these names is we take the first letter of the first pasuk, and we take the last letter of the second pasuk, and the first letter of the third pasuk, and we create a name. It's not important how you do this. The Rabbeinu Ari already did it for us. So he says, I just want to see if it works.
Amazing.
He says, if you take the fourth name that comes from this pasuk, and it's in some of the sidurim, the fourth name is Aleph Ayin Mem. I'll tell you again, Aleph Ayin Mem. You're learning today a new name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, it's that name that if a person has the proper kavanot, they're able to break all the powers of kishuf, of magic. And when one thinks of this holy name, he's able to bring himself to the highest levels of belief in God without putting any credence to any other power. Aleph Ayin Mem. That's the shape, and it comes from these pesukim over here. Yeah, the fourth letter in the first pasuk, Vayisa, is Ayin. And then the fourth letter in the second pasuk is the Aleph. And the fourth letter in the third pasuk is a Mem. 4, 4, 4, you'll see the letters Aleph, Ayin, Mem. You learn the name of Hashem. So you say to yourself, I'm not a Mikuban. What are you telling me, this name of Hashem? I'm not going to ever use it. I'm never ever going to say it. So I'm going to tell you the secret of it. Every night in Arbit, we say v'hu rahum yichaper avon v'lo yeshchit v'herba l'ashivapo v'lo ya'ir kol hamato. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there's four forces of evil from the Yetzer Hara that try to take a person away from the belief of God. One of them is called Avon. One of them is called Mashchit. And one of them is called Apo. And one is called Hamato. Hamato could be your mother-in-law. That's not one of the evils that we're talking about. That's a different subject. The Rebbeinu is not talking about that. There's the four powers. So Rebbeinu Ari writes that the main three that are still around today are Apo, Avon, and Mashchit. Chema, Moshe Rabbeinu got rid of. So there's Apo, Avon, and Mashchit, which is exactly the same three letters of this holy name. The Aleph and the Ayin and the Mem of this holy name of God, the counterpart of it is Af, Avon, and Mashchit. And therefore, Zeh u'mat zeh, God gave us a holy name in order to counter the three energies, the negatives that are coming against us. If this is true, now we understand an amazing Gemara that you've heard. But now you'll understand the depth of it. The Gemara says in Chulin on page 7, there was a rabbi called Rav Hanina ben Dosa. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Hanina, Ahi itita. There was a lady. She was a witch. She wanted to take some dirt under the feet of Rabbi Hanina and do some magic on him. They would take dirt under the feet and all of a sudden it would cause him to become paralyzed or something. She wanted to make a magic on him. So what happened? La mista'yam miltech. He tells her, take the dirt, I'm not scared of you. You're not going to succeed. Why was he so confident? So he turns to her and he says, En od melebado ketiv. Because the pasuk says, En od melebado. What's the En od melebado? This is the secret of En Od Melebado. He was saying, there's no such thing as witchcraft, there's no such thing as anything, you're coming from Sitra Hara. I believe in En Od Melebado, and therefore there is no other power. And therefore when he said En Od Melebado, the Mechaven, the Rashi Tevot, En Od Melebado, which is a holy name of God, and that's specifically why those names are, those words are read. It's not a coincidence, En Od Melebado. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to mechaven. So once he said En Od Melebado, she would not have any powers. Her powers dissipated. With this, the Mefashim explained yet another Gemara. The Gemara is also in Chulin. The Gemara is in Chulin. The Gemara is in Chulin. I'll tell you the page here. Also a story. The story goes like this. Here. It says the rabbis were going on a boat. And there was a lady also. She was a witch? No, because the ladies, they were experts on the witchcraft. So it says, the rabbis of Hasda, Rabba Rabuna, it's Gemara Chodin Dafkuf He'amud. Havu Ka'azle Ba'arba. They were going on a boat. Amra lahu matronita. Matronita is a lady. She said to the rabbis, Utvan vahadaychu. I want to go with you. She wants to go on the boat with the rabbis. No way they'll let her go on the boat. Lo utbuha. They said, no way. We don't have a mixed boat over here. Amra milta. So she said a word. Amra milta. She said a word. Asrata le'arba. She stopped the boat. The boat couldn't move. She had some witchcraft, some magic. So she said abracadabra, whatever she said. And all of a sudden, the boat stopped. Amru inhum milta. They said something. Shariuha. And it went. So she said, what can I do? You people don't get affected by witchcraft. But it says they said milta. They said a word. But it doesn't tell us what they said. It doesn't tell us what they said. So the Baal Shem Tov, he says on this Gemara, that the pasuk that talks about witchcraft, it's three words. It says in the pasuk, Mechashefa lo techayeh. That we're not allowed to give life to the Mechashefa. Anytime there's a witchcraft, we must destroy it from the land. Mechashefa lo techayeh. So the Baal Shem writes that when you say that pasuk over and over, there's a lot of secrets in that pasuk, Mechashefa lo techayeh. And these rabbis probably said the pasuk over and over, Mechashefa lo techayeh. And they were having all these kavanot. And when they had all these kavanot, it caused the witchcraft to become undone, and the boat was able to move. This is what he says. So they asked the Baal Shem, how do you know that they said Mechashefa lo techayeh? He says, because it says they said Milta. Milta is Mem Yud Lamed Taf Aleph. Milta is a word. Now in those Mem Yud Lamed Taf, in those five letters, three of the letters of Milta is Mem Lamed Taf, which is Rashi Tevot, Mechashefa lo techayeh. So that's why the Gemara says they said Milta. They said, but Rabbi, there's two more letters. Milta is Mem Lamed Taf, you're right. But there's a Yud and there's an Aleph. So a later rabbi came along and said that the Yud and the Aleph stands for Ani Hashem. So therefore, Amru Milta, what did they say? Mechashefa lo techayeh Ani Hashem. And it's very, very good, because I'm going to make a point. I saw this go down in Shfarim, which is incredible. It says, when she stopped the boat, it says by her, Amra Milta. She said a word. The way the Gemara spells the word Milta, when she said it, is Mem Lamed Taf Aleph. Mem Lamed Taf Aleph. And then it says, Amru Inu Milta. And they said a word. For some reason, the Gemara spells it Mem Yud Lamed Taf Aleph. It's the same exact word. Why would the Gemara say when she said it, they spell it one way? It's like spelling the word in English, word. It's only spelled one way. Milta is spelled Mem Lamed Taf Aleph. But when it comes, you see how precise the Gemara is? Here, when they said it, there's a Yud. Because the Gemara is hinting what they said. Mechashefa lo techayeh Ani Hashem. The Torah is emet. There's no way out. There's no way out. But we could say a little different. B'si'ata d'shmaya, and this I saw brought down from Sfarim Kedoshim. Rashi on the spot over here, it says, they said a word. So Rashi says, what did they say? What did they say? He doesn't say what the Baal Shem Tov says, obviously. He says something else. He says, Amram Milta, Asrata, she stopped the boat. Amru Inu Milta. Ve'ika de Amre, she Amru Shem. They said a Shem. A name. So that she clearly says they had a Shem. Now, I know what Shem it has to be now. Because already I know the Shem that gets rid of witchcraft. What Shem did they use? Aleph, Ayin, Mem. Yeah, but How does Rashi know that? All it says is they said milta. Where do you see? I wish it would have said, they said in od bilibado. Then I know. That's like the other Gemara. But they didn't say in od bilibado. All the Gemara says, they said milta. Milta, what's milta? Listen to an unbelievable interpretation. If I were to ask you in the alphabet, which is the letter that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The first letter in the alphabet that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Aleph. Of course, Aleph is one. Alufo Shel Olam. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. That's the Aleph. And if I were to ask you in the letter Aleph, if you would spell Aleph, it's Aleph Lamed Peh. How much is Aleph Lamed Peh equal? I'll do it for you. Aleph is 1 and Lamed is 30. That's 31 and Peh is 80. So Aleph equals 111. You have to remember that. Because even when you do the Milui of Aleph, it's 111. To show you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's 1. When you make a Milui of it, it's going to be 1. En od b'libado, it's the only letter that has all ones. Because the Aleph represents Echad ve'en sheni. There's no second. It's all one. 111. No problem. That shem that I just taught you today. Aleph Ayin Men. En od milibado. How much is Aleph? And how much is Ayin? 70. That's 71. And Men? How much is it equal? 111. And therefore, what happened? It says, they said milta. What is milta? Milat Aleph. They said a word that equals to Aleph. Now Aleph is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that she says, they must have used the Shem. And the Gemara is hinting, what Shem did they use? They used the Shem of Aleph, which is En Od Milibado. That's already a big Hadush. But I'll tell you something else. When the Jewish people came into Eretz Israel in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, so it says they conquered the seven nations. But if you remember that God told Avraham Avinu that there's really 10 nations that need to be conquered. 7 of these nations were in Israel, and 3 of the nations were on the other side of the Jordan. If you remember, we learned a few weeks ago that 2.5 tribes wanted to stay on the other side of the Jordan because they wanted to be with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they also wanted to fight the Tum'ah that was on that side in order, Yeshua will work on the 7 that are in, and they'll work on the remaining that are on the outside, and they'll get all 10. Unfortunately, until today, we only conquered 7 out of the 10. There are still 3 which are the strongest nations in Tum'ah that we did not conquer yet. That's why we always commemorate. The weeks between Shema Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av are 3 weeks. The 3 weeks represent the 3 nations that we didn't conquer yet. And then always after Tisha B'Av, we have 7 weeks of consolation. The 7 weeks of consolation represent the 7 nations that we conquered. It's called Gimel de Puranuta and Shav de Nehamata. The Gimel of Puranut, it's Puranut, we didn't conquer the 3. It's still outstanding. But Be'azat Hashem, Eliyahu Navi will come with Mashiach ben David, and they'll help us conquer. That's why the rabbis say, there's some midrashim that say that Eliyahu HaNavi had a connection to Shevet Gad, to the tribe of Gad. They have different proofs to this from the Navi that he was connected to Shevet Gad. He lived in the area where Gad was. And when Gad was born, his mother says, Bagad. And the rabbis ask, what do you mean Bagad? God came. God is here. And I told, when I was born, my mother said, Ba Eliyahu Mansur. What does it mean Bagad? What do you mean Bagad? What does it mean? And that I saw brought down in Sfarim HaKedoshim, where Moshe Wolfson brings it down in Sefer Emunot Itecha. He says, when God was born, already Yaakov saw Eliyahu Navi, and he saw Ba God. God is Gimel Dalet is 7, and Ba is Bet Aleph is 3. He saw the 3 and the 7. He saw the 3 nations that are going to be they're going to be suspended to the end of time. It's going to be divided. Ba God. That's why you always see this numbers 3 and 7. By Para Aduma, you see, they sprinkle on the 3rd day and the 7th day. These numbers will always come up in Yadut, and they clearly come up in the times of the Nahamu, where we're praying that the 3 major nations, these are the strongest ones, only Moshe Rabbeinu will be able to conquer them. We have to wait to Tichat HaMetim, for Moshe, for Mashiach, in order to bring them down. We're waiting for those days. Like it says, ועלו מושיעים בהר סיון לשפוט את הר עשיו ויתן לאדוני המלוכה והיה אדוני למלך על כל הארץ. And on that day God will be the king והיה השם למלך על כל הארץ over the land. ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. What's the power of these nations? These nations are the roots of the tum'ah. What are the names of these nations? Well, one of the nations is Edom. That's Esav is Edom. And one of the nations is Ammon. And the other nation is Moab. Aleph, Ayin, Mem. And therefore you see that the fight of En Od Melebado, of that holy shame of the fight against Kishuv, and then you have the 3 nations, and they're the deniers of God. The Kedipot of Esav, which is Edom and Ammon, Moab, they're coming to uproot all of this, all of these principles. And therefore, La'atid Lavo, when the Emunah is going to be very strong, like it says, when Mashiach comes, וידעתה יום בשבותה אל לבביך, כי אדוני הוא האלוהים, אין עוד בלבדו. We're going to come to the realization, אין עוד בלבדו. At that point over there, the kelipot of Edom and Ammon and Moab will fall. This is the way we conquer the 3 nations. The 3 nations are conquered when we put our full belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we don't believe in any other power. As I said, not money, not influence, not government, not military, not our prowess, not our own kohot, kohiv osim yadi. One of the ways that we're able to bring down the 3 nations is to cling to this en od b'levado, to the milta. What's the milta? Milat aleph. Alufo shel olam, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll say one more thing, just so we can get the whole derash complete, although it's a little deeper, but we have to say it anyway. Maybe one or two will understand it, it's worth it already. On this subject, when the spies went into Eretz Israel, they gave a bad report. they caused the Jewish people to cry, and as a result, they caused the Jewish people to be in exile for 40 years, and then eventually they would go in many years later, but it was Tisha B'Av night, and it would be a day of national calamity for the generations. After the spies said what they did, God says to Moshe, "Ve'ata, and now, yigdal na kawah Adonai. We have to make the name of Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud yigdal now. We have to make it big. Whenever you see the name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that represents God's kingdom, Adon, Adon Hakol, the Malchut. That represents the Shekhinah." Something happened when the spies came back. They were speaking bad about the kingdom, about the palace, about Israel, about the land. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, God says, "Va'ata yigdalna." They caused the Shem Hashem to become small. Now we have to make the tikkun. Yigdalna. What does it mean, yigdalna kawach Hashem? I'm going to tell you a secret. Rabbeinu Ari says, if you take the name of Hashem and you make it big, Aleph, you spell it out, Aleph. That's 111. Dalet, Dalet Lamed Tav. Dalet Lamed Tav is 434. Nun is Nun Vav Nun, that's 106. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. You don't have to do the math, I did it already. It equals Tav Resh Ayin Aleph, 671. Although the name of God, when it's small, only equals 65, but Yigdal now, when you make it big, 671. Tara'a. This is the ultimate revelation. When the name of God is going to be opened like this, incidentally, Tara'a in Aramaic means a gate. But that's only when the... That's why before you pray the Amidah, it says in the Gemara, I'll tell you a secret. It says when you pray the Amidah, the whole tefillah, you're going up and up and up and up and up. Finally, when you get to the Amidah, it says you're at the door of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're at the door. And then all you have to do is go in. You have to go in. That's why it says, right when you say Baruch Ad Hashem Ge'al Yisrael, you have to start the Amidah right away. Because if you don't talk, then Borei Olam says, okay, you don't say anything. So you have to, you came to the door, talk. What's the first word of the Amidah? Hashem Sifadai Tiftach. But it's Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And the Ben Wari says, because you have to have the Kavanah, the full name, Tara'a, Tara'a means the gate. You got to the gate. Now, Sefadai Tiftach, open your mouth. And therefore we have Kavanah, Aleph, the whole Aleph, and the whole Dalet, and the whole Nun, and the whole Yud. That's the depth of the first word of the Amidah. Anyway, when the Jewish people gave the spies that came back, they minimized the kingdom. They minimized God's glory by speaking bad. That's why if you see in the Pesukim, it says they brought back fruit. They brought back fruit with them. And the Torah tells us the fruits that they brought back. Who cares what fruit they brought back? They have the Torah to tell me, well, there's a shopping list. It says they brought grapes, and they brought figs, and they brought pomegranates, and clusters. For what purpose to tell me this? So the Mefarshim say they brought te'enim. Te'enim is figs. They brought rimonim. Rimonim is pomegranates. They brought anavim, which is grapes. And it says they brought eshkol, cluster. That is taf, resh, ayin, aleph. Te'enim, rimonim, anavim, eshkol. Because they ruined, they used this to break the malchut. By bringing these fruits, they wanted to show that it's not a normal place. And therefore, because they came back and they broke the malchut, God says, now we have to make the kawach of Hashem big again. It was minimized. They didn't believe. They thought that God put it this way. When they came back, they said, we cannot conquer this place. Why can't you not conquer that? Hashem was the world. They got scared. They saw walled cities. They saw armies. They saw giants. What happened to Enod Medabado? What are you getting scared from? At that point over there, the avon of the Meragirim was they would pogam in the in od bilevato. And therefore, our greatest tikkun is to fix the sin of the spies in Shabbat Nachamu. Although there's a lot of anti-Semitism around today, there's a lot of threats going around in the world today. But the Jewish people have to have imunana kadosh baruch hu, like Rav Hanina in od bilevato. Nobody can touch us. And these people that we're dealing with, they don't have magic. So it's much easier. They have a few machines and buttons and bombs, that's their magic today. But just like that lady couldn't do anything to Rav Hanina, and that lady couldn't bother the boat of the rabbis, because they put their faith in God, these machines, these bombs, these buttons, and all these things, they don't mean anything to us. The Jew has to just go around saying, En od milibado ketiv, En od milibado ketiv. And if you take the word En od milibado, it's Aleph, Ayin, Mem. I told you that already. But when you write the name of Hashem, Aleph, Ayin, Mem, the Mem is a Mem Sofit. That's a fact. The third letter is always a Mem Sofit. Now if I want to give you the right learning, how much is a Mem Sofit equal in numerics? Well, let's go slow. I'll tell you an easy way to figure it out. Taf is 400. After the letter Taf, we'd go through all the Sofit letters. Chav Sofit, Mem Sofit, Nun Sofit, Pe Sofit, Sadi Sofit. It's very simple. So after Taf, what's the next letter? Chav Sofit. Chav Sofit is 500. What's after Chav Sofit? Mem Sofit. How much is Mem Sofit? 600. So what's Aleph, Ayin, Mem Sofit? 671. 671 is the Shem Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. B'milui. And therefore, this is the tikkun that we have to make. The spies minimized it. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, now you know what your job is? Da'ata! Now, you know what your job is? Yigdal na kawah Adonai. You have to make the kawah of Adanut big, but how do you do that? Now we know how to do that. En od milibado. To drill that in your minds, when the great rabbis were going through the Holocaust, the Brisker Rav was on a train, and the Nazis kept on walking on the train, and they passed him up and down the aisles many times, and they didn't see him. It's impossible. They were looking for Jews, and they didn't see him. And he's conspicuous, the rabbi. He says, the whole time he just was repeating in his brain, En od milibado, En od milibado. And all these mechashefim and kilipot, and all these Mashit and Af and Apo, all these Germans, they didn't see him. There was no Kowah. No different than the Hanina with the Mechashefa. He said Milta. He said the Milta, Milat Aleph. Milat Aleph is 111 in Od Medibado. Well, based on what we're saying now, he was Magdil Kowah Hashem. He strengthened, opened up the Kowah Hashem, which is 671, which is Aleph, Ayin, Mem, Sofit. And this is Nahamu, Nahamu. Not only that the mercy and the judgment always go together. The mercy and the judgment are bound together. And everything has a measure of mercy in it. And that the Kowah is exclusively to God. And then, Be'ezat Hashem Borei Olam, in the Zichut of the En Od Milibado, will subjugate Edom, Ammon, and Moab. And that will be fulfilled on the Pasuk, V'timloch, Alehem mehera le'olam va'ed ki ha'malchut shilechahi ul'ol me'ad temloch b'chavod k'katub b'toratach Adonai yimloch le'olam va'ed v'ne'emar v'ya Adonai le'melech al kol ha'ares b'yom ha'hu yiyeh Adonai echad u'shmo echad.